Should voting in elections be made compulsory in the UK? It's a model already enforced by 11 countries, including Argentina, Belgium, Brazil, and of course Australia. But would compulsory voting make sure every adult's vote is heard, or would it be wrong to remove the voter's right to abstain? What do you reckon? 0 30 30 80 55 55. Let's get the view of the former MP Lembit Opic and the commentator Brendan Mulgrew. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Lembit, we'll start with you. What do you reckon?
It's just wrong. There's absolutely no justification in making it compulsory. Two simple reasons. First of all, you've got the right to abstain. If you do abstain, you've got no right to complain, but abstention is a perfectly legitimate political statement. And it's very arrogant of the political classes to think that you should make people vote, that you should force them to vote. The second thing is that for some people, there really isn't a party to vote for this time, probably every time. So many people disillusioned with party politics. And if there was a big abstention, that should in itself be a message for the politicians. But I do not agree with the arrogance of the political classes to try and force people into voting when they simply might say, I don't understand it, or I simply cannot buy into any of the parties putting forward.
Well, Brendan Mulgrew, that's a fair point. If you're being forced to vote, it's one thing if there is someone there that you think deserves your vote, but if you genuinely don't, then why should you force someone to pick what they would perceive to be the best worst option?
I think, Vinny, that democracy, our democratic processes, days like we're going to have tomorrow, election day, I think they're the very cornerstone of society and of a civic democratic society. I'm not a person who says that government should intervene in every element of people's lives, but people are obliged to do certain things in life as taxpayers, ratepayers, and as citizens and human beings. We all pay our taxes. We all avail of public services. On a less serious or more mundane manner, we all do jury duty from time to time. We all pay our TV license. We don't drive on the roads without paying our insurance. And I think voting is something that it should be made mandatory as well. I think there's a good reason for extending what we're forced to do as citizens of the country to voting. Far too many people just opt out of the political system. Turn their back on elections. Yeah. And we do need to increase the numbers of people who are voting. There's a lot of ways to do it. We can vote.
How do you enforce that?
I think there's more than 11 countries who have compulsory voting. It's about 30 or so. There are some who have compulsory voting, which isn't enforced. It's sort of a halfway house.
Yeah, but those 11 I was referring to, they are enforced.
In Australia, as I understand it, Australia, if you don't vote, if you don't register, if you don't vote on the day of the election and you're not marked off the register, there's a penalty for that. So people are legally, like paying your TV license, you're forced to go out and vote on the day. And I think there's always a choice. Vinny, you may not have a favourite candidate, but everyone has got, and I know this sounds an awful way to put it, but everyone has got a least favourite candidate. Everyone, if they're forced to think about it, can find some reason to vote.
Okay, well, then, but Opik, if everyone did vote, whether they were forced to or doing through their own free will, would that not mean that we had the government, the real, true majority government in place?
A couple of things wrong with that. I've looked at the Australian model as it happened. And the truth is, they don't really enforce it. If you keep your head down and you don't vote, you're not going to get into any real trouble. But that's a moot point. The bigger question is the one you just asked. Would it be more democratic? Would we have a better representation if you're forced to vote? No, you wouldn't. Because it wouldn't make people more assiduous in understanding what the options are. They might go down there and just put an X on the ballot paper, either to spoil the ballot paper, and then they'll think, oh, I can't do that because I'll be in trouble again. So they'll guesswork their way to voting, which makes it less reliable.
Well, what is to stop people from spoiling their vote in the booth? You know, some will see that as similar, Brendan Mulgrew, as similar to not voting. So surely they don't know who you vote for. It's anonymous. So what's the point there?
No, I get that. And some people would choose to do that, a sort of a proactive abstentionism, going to the booth to spoil your vote and vote for someone. A random selection. But I do think even that act, Vinny and Lambert, I do think that would make people think more about politics, and it would encourage a better level of debate around the kind of policies which are on offer. It would mean the political parties don't have to spend as much time knocking on doors, pleading with people, please come out and vote, please register, please come out and vote. It would actually give them time to say, you're going to be voting, it's compulsory, here's what I'm offering you. And I think it would elevate the level of political discourse and get more people involved in democracy.
Let me give you an example then. Okay, if you were forced to vote between a rotary engine, a double overhead camshaft engine, or a Wankel engine, which would you vote for? You're forced to vote. Make a choice. Most people wouldn't have a clue what those three kinds of engines are. That's what we're trying to make people do. I would imagine about a third or a quarter of the population haven't got any more idea about party politics than they do about the internal combustion engine. So you're introduced to a modern element of guesswork. It's less democratic to force people to vote rather than just say,
okay, let's go to the phones. Thomas and Andrew, good morning, Thomas.
I'd like to repeat what you just said, Vinny. People can go and spoil their ballot. That is abstention. And the other thing as well is, what will the penalty be if you don't vote? It's not going to be a prison sentence. And in the Northern Ireland democracy, we have got a real problem that democracy is dying because we've got extremist politicians who do not do their job, and everybody gets really frustrated, and fewer people vote, which means it takes fewer people to vote.
Do you vote, Thomas?
I do. I vote every time.
And do you always, and I don't want to know who you vote for, but do you always go to the poll and think, I am 100% behind this candidate, I am delighted I can put my X in their box?
Yes. And I change parties as well. I vote tactically, depending on the personality and depending on the situation. Because that, somebody would say, dear, politicians are like babies' nappies. And I'll not finish that parallel.
Please don't, Thomas. I have no idea where that's going, but thanks. Well, actually, I do. Anyway, Thomas, thank you. Peter and Derry, good morning. Peter, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny. It's as simple as... I'll just draw an illustration. If you force people to vote, you would have, in effect, a huge protest vote because the percentage of people who don't vote is extremely high.
Yeah.
So you get a situation of someone voting for the Raving Loony Party or Lord Buckethead.
Or do you?
Could you then have a
larger proportion, going by your thinking, of people that spoil their ballot? You know, so when in itself is a big message to political parties of people who have to vote, they are obliged to vote, and they therefore choose to go and spoil it rather than pick any of the other people on that card.
Well, that's a valid point, because under human rights, any human right is not obligatory to use it. If you're in possession of that human right, you have an equal right to refuse to exercise at that moment in time if you feel that any of the political parties on that ballot sheet are not actually closely aligned to your views. So whilst you're given the right to vote, you don't have to necessarily use it unless the government forces people to use it. And what you're going to get is people deliberately go down, maybe even with a twisted sense of humour, and they're going to say, right, okay, instead of an X, I'll just vote the Raven Looney Party in or Lord Buckethead as a protest vote. So what you're going to get in Parliament then, or in the Northern Ireland Assembly, you're going to get people sitting there who are not
If people are, I know what you're saying, if there's a really bizarre candidate, people might be voting, they might think it's a humorous thing to do, but there is the other option of spoiling their vote. Peter, thank you. Bobby next. Good morning, Bobby.
Hello, Vinny. Vinny, you don't have to spoil your vote. I think in Australia, there's the bottom one is none of the above, and they still get their tax reduction.
Well, there's another way to do it.
That's it.
Bobby, thank you. Brendan McGrew and Lambert Opik, thank you as well. Just to let you know, of course, that for details of all the parties and candidates standing in this election, you can go to the BBC NI News website and follow the links to election 2019. That's bbc.co.uk/NI News.